Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 4, 1805. Many streams to ponder. The Jefferson River has many tributaries, and most look like they might, in fact, be the Jefferson. Captain Lewis is on land exploring the many tributaries, and Captain Clark is making his way up the river with the canoes. Today, Lewis arrives at what he calls the Forks of the Jefferson. The Ruby River, or what Lewis and Clark call Philanthropy River, comes in from the east to join the Beaverhead, which they call the Jefferson. These streams form what we know today as the Jefferson River. A few miles downstream, the Big Hole River, which they call Wisdom River, joins the Jefferson from the west. Between the two junctions is the present-day town of Twin Bridges, Montana. In addition, there are several minor streams to explore. Lewis writes,
"Set out early this morning and steered southeast by east about 4 miles when we passed a bold running creek about 12 yards wide. The water remarkably clear. We then changed our course to southeast, passing obliquely across the valley which bore east, leaving the valley which we had pursued for the two preceding days. At the distance of 3 miles, we passed a handsome little river, which passes through this valley. It is about 30 yards wide, affords a considerable quantity of water, and I believe it may be navigable some miles. I then changed my route to southwest, passed a high plain which lies between the valleys, and returned to the south valley. In passing, which I fell in with a river about 45 yards wide, which I waded and then continued my route down to its junction with the river just mentioned, and then from thence to the entrance of the creek, which falls in about 2 miles below. Still continuing my route down this stream about 3 miles further and about 2 miles below our encampment of the last evening. We encamped this evening near the point where the river leaves the valley and enters the mountains, having traveled about 20 miles. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 4, 1805.
Lewis left notes for Clark, suggesting that he take a certain route to follow him. In this case, he advised Clark to take the Middle Fork. He also wrote that he discovered no fresh signs of Indians. Clark's camp today was in the vicinity of present-day Silver Star, Montana. Tomorrow, the Middle Fork.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.